penetrates. Bank shot, good! 3.8 to go. Dayton leads by one. Here comes Kraft down the right side. Kraft in the lane, throws it up off backboard. No good! And Dayton wins it! The Dayton Flyers jumping in jubilation. They have won the Battle of Ohio. V. Sanford with a bank shot with 3.8 to go. And Dayton wins it over Ohio State, 60-59.
Oklahoma does not foul. And North Dakota State, for the first time in school history, has an NCAA win. North Dakota State, 80, Oklahoma, 75.
They inbound the ball down the floor to Rivard, and Harvard has defeated Cincinnati. I don't know anymore if you can call this an upset.
Absolutely not an upset. Harvard deserved the win. They came in confident. They deserved this win.
So Harvard has defeated Cincinnati 61-57.
Do you like apples?
Yeah.
All right, welcome.
What a day!
Oh, it's the greatest time of the year, folks. Even for those of you who have busted brackets like I do. Although 75%, normally I'd be pretty happy with.
Well, today is when Separation Day begins.
Separation Friday.
It really is.
Or it's Freakout Friday, depending on how things go.
Because you look at how many games could have went either way today, and they're probably going to, yesterday, they're probably going to go the other way for you.
So you're saying today we're going to separate the men from the boys, the wheat from the chaff,
the wheat
and
from
the awkwardly feminine from the possibly Canadian.
Yes.
All right. That's what we're doing.
Yes. The criminal from the Floridian.
I like Canadians.
It's going to be fun today. The Pigskin Preacher is in, all dolled up in his Michigan garb after a
they didn't play.
After a mediocre win.
It was a good opening day.
Wofford.
We played terrible.
How afraid are you of Wofford?
We're lucky we got Wofford. But here's my
problem.
For a guy
who has a terrier, he feared the terrier.
Now think
yesterday
about this. Michigan State, who is only a 4 seed, gets Harvard in the next game. We're a 2 seed, and we have to play Texas. That doesn't seem fair.
Doesn't.
But you know,
but when Michigan State loses and Michigan wins, you're going to feel fine about it. Mm-hmm. I would say huge jockstrap on the opening day to the Big 12, which is an Iowa State graduate, does not make me feel very good.
Iowa State's fine.
Texas deserved to lose yesterday.
Should've.
Oklahoma did lose yesterday. Thanks for nothing, suckas. I mean, Sooners.
I mean, there's a reason why nobody knew anything about them or paid attention to them at the beginning, during the entire year.
Pat,
there's a reason why.
My hand on a Bible. Right? I watched these idiots play this year. I saw them knock off Iowa State. I'm thinking, how do these losers with this big, greasy haired, tatted up inside guy who got like 18 rebounds win? Because they're terrible.
Yeah.
And I couldn't pick against them yesterday.
But
they
made a bunch
of
threes all season.
Yeah.
They're out of their head shooting threes than
they
weren't yesterday. So.
Well, hey, North Dakota State tried to give it to them. Tried to give it to them, and they wouldn't take
Michigan
it.
Michigan played them in the first round last year, and we killed them. But you could tell they're really well coached and, you know, pretty gritty team.
What was the biggest surprise for you guys yesterday? Pat, let me start with you.
Biggest surprise for me. I don't want to act like I wasn't surprised at all, but there was not that many big surprises. Wisconsin, early on, you look at them, they end up winning by 40. You remember the question you asked yesterday? There's no point. What was it? The over under 35?
Mm-hmm.
If there was a team that was going to win by 35,
mm-hmm,
they won by 40.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Is the team going to score 100 points? We had a team score, what, 89? Your UConn team?
It was 96, I think, was the over under that, yeah.
96. I don't think there was anything that was real surprising, because the close games, you could look at them like Louisville, Manhattan. Okay, you could look at that game and say, wow, that was a surprise. Well, no, you know what? Louisville's a really good team, and Manhattan played a great game.
Okay, your bracket wasn't perfect. So which game that didn't result in the way you predicted it
surprised
you?
Ohio State Dayton.
Okay.
Okay.
What about for you?
The one I lost.
It was pretty shocking. I didn't think Dayton had the talent to stay with them. Apparently they
did. I thought Kraft, that dirty little dog, because of the deal he made with the devil for those red rosy cheeks, the mark of the beast, would find a way to win. And
I missed two games. North Dakota State, Oklahoma. Admittedly, I didn't watch Oklahoma.
But it wasn't shocking. Not shocking, because North Dakota State was getting a lot of hype before the tournament.
And, of course, that Dayton-Ohio State game, what do we always say? In-state, Mata will never play Dayton. This is their chance.
Yeah.
And you know what I wish the kid said after the game from Dayton when he was asked, Does this mean anything more than just... He said, no, we just looked at this as a game.
Here's what he said. I love it.
We just looked at it as another game. Our whole mentality is just to advance and just to play hard as we can.
No, but you know what's great about that? That is a further FU. It's a thumbing of the nose. It is a flipping the big bird to the big school that won't play you. It is a perfect thing to say after the game. It may not be true, but I'm glad they said it.
All right. You're right. I understand what you're saying, because now Ohio State fans are saying, well, what the heck? Dayton doesn't care about beating us. But wouldn't it just be great if he said, you know what? We've been wanting these guys all my career, and we finally got a chance to stuff it to them.
He should have looked into the camera and said, we are the University of Dayton.
Did you see the paper?
I loved it. It was genius.
The paper in Dayton says, the
Dayton
or
Ohio,
whatever.
The
hey,
you
Ohio
asked what
State.
My biggest surprise was? That Rob Lowe is such a big March Madness fan. Did you see how he tweeted about Rob Lowe? He's from Dayton. Well, there's a kid plays for St. Louis at 22-15.
L-O-E, yes.
His name is Rob Lowe.
Top, down low to Lowe. Three on the shot clock, and he powers his way in. Off the glass, it's 76-73. St. Louis on top.
We didn't want to give up, you know. We didn't want to end on that kind of note. You know, we didn't want to bow out of the tournament this early. We wanted to win. You know, we're here to win, and we're here to put our mark on basketball. So we just wanted to keep fighting.
Rob Lowe is not from California.
I didn't know Crocodile Dundee was in the tournament.
Where is he from?
That's Australia.
This could be an Australian
game. That's Australia.
He said his name is Roble. I love it.
Hey, you boys need to read Rob Lowe's book, Stories I Only Tell My Friends. It is brilliant. You'll love it.
Is it come on audiobook? Because I'd like to hear
it
him.
It does. It's
tell me stories about the book he wrote.
It would keep your interest.
He should have got Australian Rob Lowe to tell the story about regular Rob Lowe in the audiobook.
Here's a couple of the notes that I made from that first round. First of all, Michigan State, that kid Adrian Payne has 41 points.
It's out of his mind.
That is the kind of player that all of a sudden, boom, on the national scene, he's the kind of guy that can take a team to the national championship game. Wisconsin, a lot of people say, well, they're ugly. Years past, they won by 40 and they can't score. Syracuse, one of the reasons why that they've had such a dip, nobody's been able to make shots. This kid Cooney, the white kid, he scored. He made some shots for them, okay, the first round. So they could be a tough just if you didn't give any respect to Syracuse, pay attention to them this weekend.
Matty T, anything that surprised you yesterday?
Oh, it's all happened pretty much like I thought it would.
I thought you were going to tell me you were surprised by how good that chicken bacon ranch sandwich was.
Oh, it was that was probably no surprise.
Did anybody see Pitt winning by 30 points?
Nobody did. Not
I
even
didn't.
Pitt.
I didn't even think they'd win the game.
I admit I didn't see Colorado play, though.
I did have Pitt play. And
I saw him a couple times. I saw him against Stanford. I thought they were pretty good.
Now, that's a game. Stanford, who do they play?
I got Stanford winning over New Mexico.
That's what I'm saying. New Mexico, Stanford, that's a game where I saw New Mexico play. Only reason why I picked them?
Harvard beat them last year.
They have three kids with surfer hairs.
They got a big, strong kid. They will beat Stanford.
I have Stanford winning and beating Kansas. No. I went out on a limb a couple of times.
I like New Mexico.
Hey, let me tell you something. The biggest question mark in the tournament is Kansas. Eastern Kentucky may be able to get them. You never know.
Here's the thing. You don't know. Nobody can watch enough basketball to have seen all these teams, so there is a lot of guesswork that goes into it.
Yes,
you might know a little more about Harvard because you're from Boston, and some other people might know a little more about these teams because they follow that region of basketball. They may know a little bit about Dayton because they're from Ohio.
Yep.
But generally speaking, there's no way you could possibly know what San Diego State or New Mexico. Nobody around here watches New Mexico State. Who watches Mountain West games? Who watches WAC games?
You can't
Nobody.
Get enough of them. You can't get enough of the game to watch them.
Dude, I'm 24-7 watching the teams I actually care about. It's exhausting. I can't possibly keep up with the games I don't care about.
Listen, we watched the SEC. We picked Arkansas to beat South Carolina, okay?
Yeah.
And
I would pick them again if they played today.
But my point is this. You can watch the team. The more you know, the less you know.
You know what? That's a great point.
I mean, it really is true.
What do they say in the Bible? The first shall be last and the last shall be first.
That's why I'm sticking with Matty T's perfect bracket.
Bam!
Not that he doesn't know anything.
Actually had Arizona State making it to the final eight.
Nobody's perfect.
You had Colorado winning the whole thing, Matt.
Yeah, exactly. Matt's partial to Colorado. He likes Buffaloes. Here's the thing. I don't know what Matt's picks were because half of his bracket is smeared with chicken bacon ranch drippings. So it happens.
Sicko.
Taylor Braun. Who would have thought Taylor Braun could play terribly yesterday, probably his worst game of the year, and they still win the game in overtime? Are you kidding me? I do like the fact that he at least admitted that he did not play well yesterday after the game. It was pretty obvious, but it was good that he admitted it.
All year I've been saying, you know, this is a team. You know, we can beat you so many different ways, and
I did not play good at all today. My teammates stepped up. Man, that's what our team's all about, you know. We can beat you from wherever, and today LA stepped up. I'm so happy right now. I really didn't play that well, but I tried to stay positive vocally, you know. Every time out, I'm saying, we got this, keep fighting. This is all about toughness. If I'm offensively playing well or not, I'm always encouraging my guys. I'm always in their ear saying, keep fighting, you know. We got a veteran team, and that showed today. That took some guts after blowing that lead and coming back. We got a second chance. I was praying, just God, give us an opportunity to make up for my stupid plays. I'm just so thankful, so happy, so blessed to be a part of this team. I'm ecstatic right now.
It's pretty cool.
But did he take a boot in the head? Did you see that?
It was awesome.
My goodness gracious.
He came right back. I got an email here from Nathan. Ethan sent me actually a text. Lowe is from New Zealand. So close enough.
Okay. Same difference.
But yeah, but they find that offensive. So just saying.
Yeah, if you saw Flight of the Conchords, the New Zealand people hate the Australians.
They do. I actually ran into some Australians when I was down in New Orleans, and I said, there were two of them, and the one guy said, you kind of sound like you're from New Zealand.
Isn't the most famous athlete from New Zealand Stevie? The Tiger Woods former caddy.
I think he's probably the distance runner John Walker. He was a gold medalist.
There's
got to
be
Olympics.
A swimmer who's famous.
Hey, let me make one last point that came up a lot in yesterday's show, and it actually happened. I didn't realize this in the New Mexico State San Diego State game as well.
What, I got screwed by picking a team that almost won and got to overtime on a miraculous finish?
Close. But I didn't realize the head coach of New Mexico State was Steve Fisher's head guy. Recruit assistant when he first got San Diego State in 99. Mm. You had the same thing with Louisville Manhattan.
Yep.
Okay.
And they knew their style.
Here's the thing, okay? I wish you do away with the mentor pupil games because Patino said it perfectly. He said these guys are like his kids. Like when they lose games, Patino loses games. Like when Billy Donovan loses games, he feels that pain. Do it. Play in December.
The committee tries to be cute and, these guys in there. It's just like the PGA Tour. They put three guys that, like, hate each other or have history or something.
Yeah.
They think it's going to make for better TV.
Tough to win NCAA tournament games. You don't want to do it to your own. And I just wish they would kind of do it with that in league games and regional games. I want to see games East versus West, North versus South.
I agree.
That's fun.
Like Maddie, a lot of people around here were rooting against Texas yesterday. Matt was rooting against them because he picked Arizona State. Unfortunately for him, it did not work out.
Taylor over to Holmes. Trey on the way. Left side. Bank it. No good. Rebound. Ridley banks it. Yes, it counts. Ridley gives Texas the win. 87-85. Ridley on the rebound. Banked it home. It appeared he got it off in time.
That was the only buzzer beater really from yesterday. We had like four or five overtime games.
Four OTs.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah. You know, no person yet has said that Texas could beat Michigan. I'm telling you, they could.
Well, there's no question
they could. They scored 87 points. We scored 57. Our offense is in the toilet right now. There's no flow. We're standing around. Texas worries me.
That's what I told you about Iowa.
You said it, and you were right.
Well, Iowa still should have won that game probably, but
still.
Once they got to over, have you ever seen a team get beaten by 13 in overtime?
No.
That's pretty rare.
They kind of collapsed.
I would say so. We all like Tennessee today over UMass.
I think UMass wins the game.
Okay.
I think Tennessee's gone about as far as they can go.
What do you got for me for an upset today then?
Oh, boy. Give me a minute.
I'll tell you what I've got today. I've got GW knocking off Memphis.
Oh,
which,
I did have one. I'm sorry.
That's a toss-up,
I got Stephen F. Austin winning.
GW's an underdog, though.
I think in a lot of people's minds.
It's an 8-9. I mean, you're right. I've got GW beating Virginia. How about that? Would I get credit for that?
That would be huge.
I've also got UConn beating Villanova the next round, but that's neither here nor there.
What about Stephen F. Austin?
I didn't pick him, but, I mean, look, as I pointed out the other day, they haven't lost in forever. They've forgotten how to lose, and somebody said they're going to be reminded in the first round of the tournament.
Here's the thing. Stephen F. Austin picked the wrong 5 seed to play. Not that they picked him at all, but VCU is a team that has tournament experience, and you don't know – how your team is going to come out in tournament
if you get experience. You take care of the ball and can handle the press, they're very beatable.
Sure. And listen,
I don't know what their point guard situation is. I mean, we played them in the second round last year, and we had Trey Burke. We didn't turn the ball over 5 times, and we won easily. But if you can't handle the ball very well, they will drive you crazy because they swarm.
The only other 8-9, if you would consider this an upset, which I wouldn't consider an upset
Toss-ups,
at all, is Oklahoma State over Gonzaga.
No, I wouldn't either.
How far do you like Oklahoma State to go?
They're going to lose to Arizona.
Yeah, Arizona will kill them.
Let me give you a little tip for next year.
What was that over there?
Let me give you guys a little tip for
gas?
Next year.
I mean, you're right.
And this is a little tip for next year.
Tip me.
Hopefully you'll forget about it next year so I can win the bracket. Pick your upsets only to go as far as
the next round.
I do, typically.
That usually is what happens.
Who do you got? You
I said typically.
Me,
no, I went
you
totally.
You got GW beating
look,
Virginia.
I picked Iowa State to win the championship this year because if they do, I'm going to celebrate harder than anybody else.
Good for you, bud.
I was like, at this point, I might as well blow the bracket and try to get crazy. But if something happens, hey, so be it. If Virginia goes down the second round, I look like a genius. If GW comes up big, that'll be good.
Now you look at Tulsa, UCLA. No upset there.
UCLA wins easily.
All the way.
Yes.
They get some pretty good players.
Tommy had Tulsa, which I was a little bit taken aback by that.
Scott and Hunt on the Keithley Service Committee Live Fan Feedback says NC State was robbed. And I'm like, yeah, by NC State.
By missing 15 free throws. If
How
they make
that?
Their free throws, they win double digits. I can't believe it.
Hack at NC State.
18 points. You can't lose that lead.
Worst loss yesterday.
Oh, you can.
And I have UConn beating Villanova in the next round, so I needed UConn to win.
That was huge for you.
At the same time, watching that game, I couldn't help but pull for the underdog in this game. And, Martelli's grandson has become kind of a nice storyline. Not to mention, I'd like to see Ali LaForce interview just about anyone. Well,
Boy,
I put
what
those,
about Christine Leahy? Are you kidding
I don't know
me?
Who that is. But I put the two powerful forces together, Martelli's grandson and Ali LaForce together. You get one beautiful interview.
Speaking of the Hawk, the mascot, I'm with Coach Martelli's grandson, Philip, and he likes to pretend to be Grandpa a lot of the times, but he also likes to pretend to be the Hawk. Which one are you now?
Ian Martelli.
Ian Martelli, okay. So you want to show me how you are when you pretend to be the Hawk? What do you do when you're the Hawk? That's right. You flap your wings. Now, what about when you're Grandpa? What do you have to do?
When I'm a Grandpa, I have to fold my arms, and then sometimes when I fold my arms, I put two fingers onto my cheek.
Because Grandpa does that a lot,
he
huh?
Does.
And what about timeouts? You can't talk to me during timeouts, right? Because what do you have to do?
In sit-down timeouts, I run all around the court and flap my wings.
Guys, he's got it down to a science.
God
that kid is
him.
Priceless. I love that.
Hey, how insufferable is he going to be in high school?
Unbelievable.
He has exactly the same coaching style as Brady Hoke. He makes gestures and walks around and makes no decisions.
He will.
Same thing.
His grandfather will be long retired before he gets to high school. That's the good news.
He may be dead. May he rest in peace. For those of you.
Jeez.
Wow, hey, listen.
Come on.
It's a rough life out there, Justin.
Golly.
It's a rough world.
Not if he retires soon enough.
It's a rough world. For those of you who didn't get a chance to see Villanova throughout the year, much like all of us. This is a good team. This is a good, well-balanced team. That's why they got that two seed. They can play defense. They can attack you. They play so well. Jared is such a good coach at getting these guys on the same page defensively. Guess what? I know it was Milwaukee, but do you realize what they shot for the game?
Uh-uh.
28%.
And it's funny because they came out on fire. Milwaukee was on fire in the first 10 minutes.
They just warmed
up. I mean, Barkley's talking about how Milwaukee could get him. Milwaukee could get him because they could knock down shots.
Then again, Wofford was 1 of 19 from three-point land. We had nothing to do with that. They just are really bad shooters.
That happens.
Really bad shooters.
Couple quick calls, and then when we come back, we're going to actually talk a little music. We talked about Blaine Howard being down in Hot Springs this week, and he's going to join us here in the studio. He of course, was in that Arkansas Song Contest. That's how we got to know him a little bit, but he's going to be playing this weekend.
Great guy.
Down in Hot Springs. We'll go over some of the games for today, too, and if you want to give your thoughts, we certainly welcome them. 433-1037 or 1-800-477-1037. I do want to thank everybody at Jim's Razorback Pizza for having us out yesterday. Tide fan Steve joined us out there for a quick bite to eat. What's up, Steve?
Hey, guys. How's everything going?
Everything's good, buddy. How are you?
Good. Hey, I just want to call. I want, the excitement about the bracket. I loved watching the games last night, especially when my wife got so mad because she had Arizona State. And I was half asleep, and Texas ended up, I guess, tipping that ball in, and she yelled and woke me up and made me watch the replay. But the best thing about it was, my kids are 7, 10, and 13, and I got them all to fill out brackets 2 years ago, and we did it just to, the winner gets to choose where we go for dessert, ice cream, Sonic, something like that.
She's expensive.
And my youngest son, what's that?
I mean, you don't get to pick dinner, just dessert? It's like, no, we're not going there. Sorry.
Scoopy yogurt.
Sorry,
you pick
kids.
The flavor.
No, screw Chuck E. Cheese, but you can pick dessert. Fine.
That's right. So, I don't want them to become degenerate gamblers at a too young of an age.
I understand.
But my youngest son is now My youngest son, based on what Sean Hannity would call, is a great American. He has George Washington versus American in the final game with American beating George Washington.
Yeah, that's awesome. They have another name for your son in Vegas. It's called a sucker.
I know. Well, when you're 7 years old and you pick it based on name recognition, what do you do, right?
I like that. God bless him.
Speaking of Americans, President Obama got one game wrong yesterday.
Well,
Ohio
he's
State,
focused,
Dayton.
He's only got to focus on two things, Crimea and the tournament. I mean, that's all he's got to do right now.
Throw up his hands on healthcare.
He took a couple days off of the golf course. He's been focused on the right things.
He picked ND State. That's it.
He has a whole team of people that pick his.
He's got a group of teams.
Yeah.
I need more stats.
I need more staff.
Well, he's got a group helping him with Crimea. That's not working out so well. So
there is that. All right, Steve. Thanks, man.
Is he going to look
for
the Malaysian plane?
Yeah, I don't know. Can't do everything. I'm going to leave it to
Courtney Love on that one.
Yeah, no doubt.
CL.
Found it.
Yeah, exactly. Dennis.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen.
How are you, sir?
Good morning.
We had the privilege of having Chuck Dykus speak at our dinner the other night down here in Hot Springs.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
And you guys are probably too young to remember him.
No, I'm not. I saw a video. Yeah, anyway, we know Chuck. I mean, Chuck's a great guy. We've gotten to know him over the years.
He told us a couple of quick stories. One, and I didn't realize this, but supposedly that game was one of the last big division college games that there was no African-Americans on either side of the ball.
What game?
The 69 shootout.
There was none?
I don't know. On either side, nope. All white players.
I saw that the documentary that Bazelon helped put on at the Clinton Library. How did I miss that?
Anyway. I don't know. I guess I don't remember that coming up.
You're throwing me for a loop here. I'm all in NCAA tournament talk, Dennis. My goodness.
I know.
What else did he talk about?
To keep with that real fast, he also said that he played 2 years at San Diego and then tried and was nursing an injury, got to Pittsburgh, and he said he knew his career was pretty limited when two rookies got in. It was Lynn Swann and John Stallworth.
Mm-hmm.
So he knew his time in the NFL was kind of limited.
Yeah, those guys were all right.
Who you getting you bragging, bro?
No, I don't even mess with it.
All right, okay. Good move.
And the last thing real fast, going back to basketball, I did have, they get so tired of talking about the 69 shootout and all this stuff. So I changed the subject. Like I said, asking about the relationship between
Brett Bielema,
Frank
Anderson.
And Nolan.
Nolan Richardson. Ooh, and Frank. And he automatically started breaking out in a sweat.
What did he do?
Anyway.
All right, thanks, man.
That was worth
it.
That was worth it, Dennis. Thank you for that. Way to pick up the final piece of that call. America's favorite brand. You know what, Jess? I'm struggling. You know I need a new vehicle, right?
Yeah, I've been telling you for 3 years, cowboy.
My engine actually...
Told you.
No, it opened the hood on its own. It turned around and go, hey, Pat, come on, man. How long am I supposed to be towing your fat butt around? I just don't know where to go.
My scale said that to me this morning, so I feel your pain.
Landers Ford and Benton. Maybe I go there, exit 121. Do you think I can pit all the guys against each other to actually basically just give me a car? Best deal.